Allah is aware of it, and only Allah is the one who can remove this obstacle, this hardship from my way and grant me the easy and success. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that there were four women in the history of Islam who had perfected their iman. Guaranteed. Who are those? Number one, Hazrat Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun. Number two, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Number three, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, a beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ummul Mu'mineen. And number four, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mother of Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anha, and beloved wife of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anha. These are the four women in the history of Islam that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given great tidings that their iman is perfected. Our iman is in which category? We don't know. Allah will show us on the day of judgment. But these four women have completed and perfected their iman. Guaranteed. Now look at the scenario of Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was the best woman on the surface of the earth in her time. There was no other woman better than Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Fir'aun, her husband, was the worst person at that time. No one was arrogant and zalim and oppressor better or severe than Fir'aun. Look at the scenario. One side, the most truthful and trustworthy and perfect, a believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a true mu'mina. On the other side, the husband is totally opposite side. Who claim an arabukum al-a'la, most oppressor person in the history of Islam. But Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha did not complain. Oh Allah, I am so devoted to you, I bring iman on you, and why I got husband who is so tyrant, so oppressor? Isn't I deserve better husband? Because I worship you, I believe in you. She did not complain. And just look at, before Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha embraced Islam, brought iman on Musa alayhi salam, she was the most beloved wife of Fir'aun. He used to love her so much. He used to fulfill her all the demands. And all these marital lives, before, prior to this iman, they were living in the palace very happily as a couple, husband and wife, there was no problem. And Fir'aun, with all atrocities, with all oppressions, he used to love Hazrat Asiya so much that when he wanted to kill Hazrat Musa as an infant, when they brought into the palace of Fir'aun, there was only Asiya radiallahu ta'ala who stood in front of Fir'aun. And she said, no, you should not kill this. You killed already 70,000. Just leave him alone. Because we don't have children, he will be our son and we can adopt him, and when he will brought in the palace, he cannot kill you. Don't worry about him. So there was Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha who became means of the protection of Musa alayhi salam. That much Fir'aun was obeying and loving his wife Asiya. Although he wanted to kill Musa alayhi salam, but because of the Hazrat Asiya, he never did it. He changed his mind. You can see how much love Fir'aun had for Asiya. But when Hazrat Asiya declared that he is believing in the Rabb of Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, he became mad. He became very angry. And he wanted to punish her in the public. He could have nicely killed her quietly in the corner of the palace. No one would know that wife is killed. But no, he humiliated his wife in front of the public. That I want to make you an example that people must be scared of me. that if I can do this much to my own wife, with whom I have spent so many years happily and my marital life was so good, but because of she did not bring iman on me, now she is believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than me, I want to punish her and humiliate her in the public. And what he did, so much of oppression, and there is no time to go in detail, but finally he decided, he commanded his soldiers to throw a big boulder and rock on top of Hazrat Asiya, and she was, you know, chained, and crush her body with a boulder, with a big rock. Here, Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha did not complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, why are you, putting me in this kind of situation that here Fir'aun is killing me and you supposed to protect me? You are my Lord, I believe in you. Why are you not doing this? She did not complain. Only she asked ihtisab. What is the ihtisab? Ihtisab meaning to making sabr and patience, sabrun li raja al-thawab, meaning making the sabr, hoping to get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called ihtisab. So instead of complaining, Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha make sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a beautiful dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Tahrim chapter 28. He said that Hazrat Asiya is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isqalat rabbibni li indaka baytan fil jannah. وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِي وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah, whatever my husband Fir'aun is doing with me, whatever intention he has, whatever plan he has, you are more powerful than him. I am your believer. What you do now? What is my demand? What is my request? What I expect from you? Build a palace for me in Jannah nearby you, in the. So she asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before Jannah. And her demand was not only just to make a palace anywhere in the paradise. No. Nearby you, in Dhaka. So she preferred Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on top of her husband Fir'aun. And she asked the palace in Jannah instead of the palace of the Fir'aun, because Fir'aun took her out from his palace and humiliated her, right? So instead of the palace of the Fir'aun, Hazrat Asiya said, Ya Allah, you grant me the palace in paradise, which is much better, much bigger and much beautiful than the palace of Fir'aun. I'm sacrificing that for your sake. I'm sacrificing my husband because of you. So you replace me in your presence, in your company. I like your company. I want to be nearby you, close to you, in paradise. And with this sincerity, all with atrocities which she went through, and she did not give up, she did not compromise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately accepted her dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed her palace while she was alive in this dunya, in paradise. And before she passed away, she was laughing. She was happy with the end. No matter whatever went through, is my life is ending now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show her palace in paradise. This is your palace already prepared for you before you die. And that is a trust. That is a reliance. And she was laughing and people watching her, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took her soul away from the body before even that rock had fall down in her body. When the rock fell down on her body, she didn't feel any pain because soul was gone away already. So that rock fell on the dead body of Hazrat Asiya. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected her beloved Mu'mina, who had fully trust in the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, whatever is going through in Gaza and Palestine, we are well aware of it. But look at the other side. According to one report, Israel is going through a very difficult situation right now. More than 2 million Israelis left Israel. No Israel government, they call Israeli Yehudi from all over the world to settle down in the West Bank and in Gaza. That's why they are destroying and killing the Muslims, Palestinians, so they can go from there and the Israeli can come and settle down in their place. Those who came from outside to settle down, because of all these things, bombarding Tel Aviv by Hezbollah, by Hamas, by Iranian. Now Israel has to fight in three ways. It's not only Gaza. He has to fight against the Lebanon, he has to fight against the Iran, and he has to fight against the Hamas. And because of that, 2 million Israelis already ran away. And they ran away to Cyprus and some other countries. 46,000 businesses have closed down in Tel Aviv, in Israel. And another 60,000 businesses are on the way of bankruptcy. This is the financial demolition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mental illness is epidemic. Those soldiers who took part in the war, most of them are suffering with trauma, anxiety, and fear. Those who died, they're going to hellfire. But those who are alive, came back safely, they are not living a comfortable life. They are suffering from trauma and anxiety. The soldiers, the friction and chaos are everywhere inside of Israel. The reserve soldiers don't want to take part in the war. They are protesting. We don't want to go to the war. Because they said we were fighting for our hostages. Those hostages which is captured by Hamas, we were fighting to release them. But whole year passed, and Israeli government, Netanyahu, did not negotiate with Hamas and did not release all the hostages. The hostage is still in the hands of Hamas. So why we should go and fight? Why we should lose our life? So all the soldiers are protesting, and they are not going into the war. So they have to bring the people from Africa and from Asian country to fight for them. So they are running out of the soldiers, Israeli soldiers in their army. This is the situation. They already lost $85 billion. $85 billion they already lost in the war. So my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is working in his own way, which we cannot understand. What is our duty? What is our responsibility? Be patient and do whatever we can do, financially support and physically, whatever we can do to support our brothers and sisters in Gaza and Israel. At least everyone can do is sincere dua. Make sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, you are the only one who can change the situation and condition and suffering of our brothers and sisters in Gaza, and please grant them victory. At least after every salah at tahajjud time, we should make sincere dua and have full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who can change the situation. Milagra.